May everyone stand, please. And bring the young man this picture right there, isn't it? Bring that picture and put it in the center here. Jordan, baptized him when he was real young. And so I'm here to preach his celebration and say to Jace and Teatris, I call you Didi, right? And Didi, and to Danielle and Jamie, and to Grandmother Joyce. I have a message for you today, to all the family members and friends who come to share. This is a celebration. Now, you can't celebrate without revelation. You can't celebrate a death. You can't celebrate somebody who died out of your family without revelation. The thing is that we must not keep this thing just in the physical. We must move now to the spirit realm where the Holy Spirit can help us. I brought my prayer diary with me this morning for a reason. I pray in the morning, then I write. God, I talk and God talk. That's what real prayer is. And there's a scripture I want to read out of the prayer diary while you're standing, a scripture I want to read from the New Living Testament in a strange book, Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 22. Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 22 in the Living Bible. It says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Talk to me. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy began fresh each morning. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. And so that's along that line I prayed this morning, knowing I had to come and to preach this funeral. Let's pray now, and I'll go right into the word. Father, we thank you today that you're present with us. We thank you for Jordan's life, the fun he had. And I read he liked to laugh and talk. Thank you, his love is still here with us. And we ask you to cover the family, cover all the loved ones who are here with us this morning as we preach your word. Let your word come alive in each one of us, not only for this occasion, other occasions we have gone through, and other people we have had to let go and go to another realm, another world. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we preach today, your power will come upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is a reading about death, is a reading about physical death. I'm going to talk briefly about, on behalf of Jordan and behalf of his family, the believer's victory over death. The believer's victory over death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I actually like to read the whole chapter, but I'm just going to begin at the 51st verse. It talks about clear victory over death. Now, when we talk about victory over death, we're talking about physical death, and we're talking about spiritual life. See, there's no such thing as spiritual death. So we're talking about physical death and spiritual life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Jordan has physical death, but Jordan has spiritual life. Yes, meaning that he's still alive. Yes, now you remember what I said, you can't celebrate without revelation. The revelation is in the spirit realm. You're going to have to be born again to even understand what's going on here now. Amen. Are you following me? There is a sorrow mixed with joy when you have revelation. When you don't have revelation, you just got sorrow. It's a dishonor to Jesus and his death not to understand that a Christian can't die. It's a dishonor. It's a dishonor to the blood for a Christian to sit as someone with no hope when the Lord Jesus had paid for it all. Now, I feel a strange anointing in you this morning. So I'm going to preach a few minutes, you know. But we as Christians should know that we got the victory, no matter how it goes. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. So here, the believer's victory over death. I want to read some scriptures here in 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Say, behold, I show you a mystery. Now, I want you to see a word that's going to be read in here that will help you so much, because Jordan actually is sleeping. That's what the spirit world call him. The spirit world don't call him dead. The spirit world call him sleep. That means there is a divine awakening. Now, we went to bed last night physically. We slept out of the alarm clock. Now, I don't use alarm clock no more. Many years I stopped. I just tell myself what time I want to get up. But we were awakened physically. But there's a word called resurrection. That word is spiritual awakening. And so when Jordan accepted Jesus Christ, it was already paid for. So as we read here, behold, I show you a mystery. It's a mystery. So you need a revelation. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. It says, for the trumpet shall sound. Glory to God. The trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And he said in the 54th verse, so when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then should be brought to pass the saying that is written, death, good God Almighty, is swallowed up in victory. Now, that's revelation. I mean, because we have put the body of Jordan in the ground, and we got his picture here, and it looked like he's not here no more. But he is. But he's in another dimension. So your joy will have to be in revelation. The only person who can handle this is the Holy Spirit. And he can tell you that all is well. But death is swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God. He says, O death, where is thy sting? See, death can't sting a Christian. Are you following me? I said, death cannot sting a Christian. And then it says this, O grave. I mean, verse 55. Where is thy victory? Yes, Now, see, that's what you got to be asking. What, grave, you don't have no victory over us. Yes. We connected to him. Yes. The sting of death is sin. Well, he gave his sin to the Lord. And the strength of sin is the law. Well, he's not living under the law. He's living under grace. You're hearing me? How many Christians I got in here? All right, it ought to be a little louder then. Verse 57. Verse 57, we're family. Come on. Let's celebrate here. Listen to this next verse. But thanks be to God. How many of y'all thankful? How many of y'all saved? Look what it says. Which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, the believer's victory over death. You heard that? Jesus' authority over death is revealed to us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in God's Word. Physical death is called sleep by Jesus for the believer. Mm-hmm. Resurrection is the awakening word in the realm of the Spirit. Resurrection is the awakening word in the realm of the Spirit. Let me read what Jesus said about this when he went to see about those two sisters. Let me just read something. Let's get this straight here in John chapter 11. Can I preach a little while? John chapter 11. I feel the Spirit of God. I mean, I really, you know, oh my goodness. And I read about how Jordan liked to crack jokes and liked to laugh. And he wants us to be happy here. But you can't be happy in the flesh. Sadness is going to take you over. But in the spirit, you can praise God. I would ask the Holy Ghost to walk in here today. He my helper, you know, to help me preach this funeral and bring some joy to your life and joy to joys and joy to these children. Oh, my God, have mercy. In John chapter 11, in verse 23, Jesus talking to Martha, and Jesus said, her thy brother shall rise again. Y'all heard that? Then Martha said to him, I know they shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. We ain't talking about no last day, you know, the Lord said. We're not talking about no last day. No, we're not talking about Jordan about the last day. We're talking about right now when Jordan died the other day, right then he went in the presence of the Lord. Because the Bible says, absent from the body. Now we're talking revelation. I see, religion can't go with me this morning. Then you want to go through a ritual, we're just going to a funeral and the preacher there, we got flowers. No, revelation is alive right now. Matter of fact, Jordan is better off than you. You got to deal with COVID and all that other crazy stuff. See, they talk about the last day, but Jesus said in the 25th verse, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. Some of y'all don't even move when you hear that. Whoa. I am the resurrection and the life. Man, somebody ought to move something, move your head or move something. If you're a Christian, if you hear that. He's talking, we're not only talking about Jordan this morning, we're talking to you. So if you have lost some loved one gone home, mom, dad, grandfather, you ought to hear it. That if they're a child of God, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I'm not becoming the resurrection. I will not be the resurrection someday. I'm the resurrection right now. In the face of death, I'm still a resurrection. In the face of tears and then hurt and pain, but I'm still a resurrection. And then he went on in that sentence. I'm the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Skipping ground right there, partner. I'm the resurrection and the life. He that, here I come. Here we come now. I'm going to see who saved up in here. I'm about to read something Jesus said. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Yeah. Somebody in here can't say nothing. What? Yet he talking to all of us right now. Other words, when you die, you just begin living. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more trouble. Every day is hallelujah. Can anybody in here say hallelujah? It'll do you good if you say hallelujah 2 or 3 times in here. You might get healing in your body if you say hallelujah. Because the power and the strength of God in you. Yes. You might be having some kind of problem in your family. Yes. But if you can say hallelujah with me, God may straighten it out while you're sitting in his home going. Every now and then you ought to say hallelujah. And you ought to give God thanks for what all he have done for you. Has God been good to anybody up in here? Did he wake anybody up this morning? Have you ever been through hard times and nobody could help you? But God took your hand and walked you through it. Can somebody say hallelujah in here? He that believeth in me, though he was dead, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth, that's Jordan, and believeth in me shall never die. What? But I thought you said he was dead. Physically. I'm going to read a scripture to you. I've been up about, 14 minutes. I'm going to read a scripture to you. Let me read this for you first, though. Physical death is called sleep by Jesus for the believers, Resurrection is the awakening word in the realm of the spirit. Jesus has so much authority over death, he called it sleep. Jesus gave this young man authority over physical death. Are y'all hearing me? Therefore, we are here to celebrate resurrection power. You follow me? Now, very familiar scripture. I was saved on this scripture, but God gave me the scripture for this home going. I was saved on this scripture. I had been out all night in the street 48 years ago, and my brother offered me to go to church. I said, man, I ain't going to church. I'm about to go out again. And he said, no, put a suit on. And I put a suit on, went up there with him, and the old minister was preaching this text. And I got down here, there's a supreme promise here. I'm going to read the text, but I'm going to tell you, matter of fact, I don't need to read the scripture. So there's a supreme promise here. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Now listen to what he said. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who hear me? Should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then John 1:12 says, John Gospel in verse chapter 1, verse 12 said, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. Then we go over to Romans in the epistle, Romans 8:11, it says this. The revelation of it is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Watch what I say now. Dwell in Jordan. Same spirit The same, every believer, you see? Yeah, the same spirit. So the same way Jesus got up the third day, John got up by the same power. The purpose of Jesus dying on the cross is our answer in a time like this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of physical death and hell. Scripture says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. It's written, everyone that curse on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham, I'll be through in a minute, might come on us through Jesus Christ. Yeah, he had the blessing of Abraham on him. I feel the presence of God in here. We ain't going to be sad up in here. We got a God. Yeah, Jesus wept, wiped the tears from his eyes, asked, where did you live? Then Jesus said, when he got there, he said, roll the stone away. Now Martha was still in the flesh. He had already ministered to Martha. Martha talking about he'd been to death 4 days, he's thanking. Jesus said, didn't I tell you if you believe, you will see the glory of God? You got to believe to see the glory. You can't go by your feeling. You can't go by your natural sight. You got to believe. You got to be in another realm. Wow. You got to be in another realm to see the glory of God. That's what I want you to see in this home going. I want you to see the glory of God. I want you, when you're at home tonight by yourself, everybody else going home, that you know that the glory of God is in your room to with you, to keep you, to talk to you, to wrap his arm around you. That's what we got to know as Christians. We can't act like we don't have no hope as Christians. There's a time to weep and there's a time to rejoice. So Jesus wept. And then Jesus says, loose him. First of all, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, Lazarus rolled up, bound and strapped down. And I heard God in his word say, loose him. And let him go. You know, I almost preached that at Jordan's funeral. I just had to have a lot of revelation to preach it, but I really want to come preach, loose him and let him go. See, but you got to be in the spirit to understand that, because in the physical, that would upset you. But in the spirit, I can say it now because I got enough teaching going on. Loose Jordan and let him go. You'll see him again if you handle your business right. Because everybody ain't going to heaven. Promotion has come in disguise. You heard what I said? Yeah. He's a young man, but he got promoted in disguise. Understand it physically. But there's a scripture I want to read to attest to that fact, that Jordan got promotion in disguise. In other words, he graduated. Everything working right. He's smart. He's sharp. He anointed. Everybody talk to me up in here. Let me read the scripture. Sometimes we read the scripture so many times, we just read them, you know, and say, But I want you to hear this scripture when I said Jordan was promoted. Didn't that something you ain't thought you were gonna get that at a funeral, did you? No, he promoted. We come. Oh my Lord, look what the Holy Ghost told me just now. I mean, I'm listening to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost told me, say, we had a graduation. Yes. He said, I thought we was at a funeral. No, we had a graduation. Jordan graduated. And you still in school. The Holy Ghost just told me that. See, I didn't have that when I come here. The Holy Ghost just told me, said, no, we in a celebration and a graduation. Yeah. Some of y'all look so sad. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Man, you got to, oh, man, I love him every day. So you thought you was coming to a funeral and came to a graduation. God said a young man is promoted. Now, when I read these scriptures, if you don't get this, I know I got the clothes. Promotion has come in disguise. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? How many believers? Yes. Jesus said, believe also in me. Now, yes, what he said to tell you. Yeah, what he said to tell you, Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I want to get in my Baptist now. I will come again and receive you unto myself. See, you can't teach a funeral. You got to preach a funeral. That where I am, oh Lord, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Now, sometimes people don't understand at a time like this. Thomas was confused. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, oh, hear me now. I am the way. Not only am I the way, I'm the truth. Not only am I the truth, and I'm the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Well, how powerful can that be? Huh? This revelation must take the pressure off of loved one. I said, take the pressure off. Jesus said that in his Father's house are many mansions. That means Jordan has a mansion now. Glory to God. Go help me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. I want everybody in here to be blessed today. You here for a special reason. That God can finish some things in your life. You here because the anointing of God, you're not only here, Jordan brought you here, but he brought you here for a reason. That the Spirit of God can get on your life. And let's celebrate him here. And then change some things for you. You might have some problems and things you're going through in your life. But you get in the presence of God and God will wipe things out for you. Somebody might have come here with no joy. But you're going to leave here with joy in your life. Because the Spirit of God is moving in you right now. He's not only moving for Jordan, but he's moving for you right now. You're not here by accident. You're here on purpose. Sometimes God calls us together for a reason. That he can minister to us in a supernatural form. I feel, woo, Lord, I feel the presence of God moving all over the auditorium and touching different situations and touching different persons and touching different families and touching different households. The presence of God is moving right now to change some things for you, to set you free. Jordan says, set them free, Pastor. He's telling me, preach to you that your life don't have to be the same, but you can take on a fresh anointing this morning. A fresh ideal and a fresh understanding and a fresh wisdom, and you can get fresh joy in your life, and you can get fresh peace in your life. You can get fresh step. The Bible said the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in all his ways. The Bible say the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Bible say he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And I heard the word of God said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I heard him say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. No more goodbye, no more good even. I'm standing in eternal life. I'm here to preach this young man's funeral and tell you at home with God. And when you're with God, everything is all right. I heard the word of God saying in Romans 8:31, if God is for you, who can be against you? I heard the word of God saying in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called and according to his name. I heard the word of God said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. Abide there, Joyce. Deed abide there under the shadow of the Almighty. God holding your hand. I heard Jesus said, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'll rise up again. You know they hung him on a cross, not far away, but he was hanging not for himself. He was hanging for Jordan. He was hanging for you and I. And they said they crucified him, put a sword, cut him with a sword and stuck a spear in his side and put a crown on his head. Somebody here, how many Christians up in here? Put a crown on his head and he wasn't dying for himself. Point your finger at yourself. He was dying for me. And they said they put him in that grave, and that grave was cold. And it seemed like nothing was going to happen. But it was the third day. One day went by, he was still in the grave. Another day went by, he was still in the grave. Early one Sunday morning, early, Jesus rolled up out the grave, took the sting from death, took the victory from the grave. Sleep on, Jordan. Sleep on, son. We'll see you one day. We're going to run this race. We're going to run this race. But we got a home on the other side. Hey, we got a home. Anybody else here, you got another home? I got a house in Gonzales, but I got a home in heaven. Glory to God. I got somewhere to lay my head when everything down here is over. Somebody shout with me here. Shout the victory. Shout joy. But God got Jordan. God got Jordan. God got Jordan in the palm of his hand. Somebody ought to shout in there. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Everybody ought to shout up in here. Shout, for he didn't die as the Lord. Shout, for he didn't die as a sinner. Shout, he's not going to hell. Shout, because he's in heaven right now. Shout. 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 Somebody shout for Jordan in here. Somebody shout for Jordan in here. Shout.